And we're back on the Rough Scholar, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app, your local sports fix. We're taking you until 6. Now, your local State Farm agent is Maurice Brunson. He assists Evansville, Newburgh, and the surrounding area with license in Indiana and in Kentucky. And Maurice wants to help you manage the risks of everyday life and recover from the unexpected. Pick up the phone and give Maurice Brunson a call, 812-422-8144. Again, that's 812-422-8144 for a free home, auto, renter, or life insurance quote. Plus, you can find Maurice at his office on the north side on West Mill Road. You know, it was a very refreshing start to 2026 from IU football. We just talked about them, a 38-3 win against Alabama. But IU basketball was maybe the more pleasant surprise. Maybe just because they were the bigger surprise. At home against Washington in the unofficial start of Big Ten play. I say unofficial because IU had already played two Big Ten games. They were 1-1 going into this one, but this feels like a different start. The start, because we're done with the non-conference now. Indiana took down Siena and Chicago State before Christmas. They got Christmas off. They got New Year's off. They come back, and they did not take any time off, very clear, during the holiday. The offense was on fire. On fire. And, look, it's not going to be replicated. Not to that degree. I'll give you the stats. Just to start the game, Indiana made their first 5 three-pointers, 18 of their first 26 shots. At halftime, they were shooting 67% from the field, 50% from three. They had not missed a free throw. Tatum Conaway, perfect from the field, the arc, the stripe, 18 points to the break. All this en route to a 90-80 win against a pretty good Washington team. I know they're at home, but that's a Big Ten team. And last night, Indiana, they proved something. They proved that they can do all this. The deficiencies that we saw from this team on December 13th in Lexington in a 72-60 loss. The deficiencies we saw in Indy against Louisville in an 87-78 loss. Or against Minnesota in the Big Ten opener on December 3rd, 73-64, a loss. Their three losses, we didn't see anything like the ball movement that we saw against Washington. Share the rock. Make your shots. Okay, IU, as a team, had 16 assists. That's a great number. Okay, if you're looking for a reference, 10, or rather 6 more than what Washington had. They only turned the ball over 4 times. Think about that. 4 turnovers. Now, we can quibble about the defense, how IU only forced 4 turnovers, but it doesn't matter when you're making more than half of your shots, 31 of 60 as a team from the field. And yes, Lamar Wilkerson still led the team in scoring. He's going to be the primary scorer all year. But they got scoring from others in this game as well. Connor Enright, I don't know where that came from, but we need more of that the rest of the year. 12 points, 9 assists, not a single turnover. Had a few rebounds as well, played some really good defense. He's been in the starting lineup all year. And I don't want to say for the untrained eye, for the untrained ear, he has been unproductive. Because, I don't know, that just feels a little bit wrong. But what I will say about Connor Enright is he's not going to be scoring. So for people who are just looking for points, and sometimes I'm one of those people, when the offense stales, and it has in the past, it feels like he's taking up space on the offensive end. Sometimes. Sometimes it feels as if they're playing 4-on-5. But not yesterday. 12 points, 9 assists. Connor Enright, welcome. Tucker DeVries only had 6. Think about that. IU scores 90 points, and DeVries didn't make a single 3. He only had 6 points. How did they do it then? The bench was great. 10 points for Trent Sisley. Ree Bailey, 8. Nick Dorn, 8. So you look at what happened off the bench, And we've been talking about bench scoring depth all season long. Indiana's bench outscored Washington's bench 26-11. Mentioned Sisley's 10 points off the bench had some crucial baskets when Washington was trying to make a comeback. Yeah, others stepping up in the scoring column, that matters when DeVries struggles, and he will. But Lamar Wilkerson, of course, as the team high scorer with 22, 18 points in the second half. That's big time. That is big time. The other thing that really sticks out statistically about this game in a 90-80 win for IU, their second Big Ten win of the year, is that Washington, all season long, they've proven themselves as a pretty good offensive rebounding team. Hoosiers only allowed 8 offensive rebounds for the Huskies last night. That's actually pretty good. IU had 3 more O boards than Washington. So, everything that we've talked about, from depth to ball movement, offensive efficiency, ball security, all the problems that we've talked about this year for IU basketball were erased for 40 minutes last night, right here on WREF, and how refreshing it was. Now, here's the problem. We know that this team can do that now. We know that brand of basketball is in IU. Will they make more than half of their shots every game? Of course not. But we know that Tate and Conaway can score in bunches. We know that IU can move the basketball, and it doesn't just have to be Tate and Conaway doing it. We know that Lamar Wilkerson can score in the lane. Doesn't have to be a three every time. What else do we know? We know that this team is not overly reliant on Tucker DeVries, that they can put up 90 points when he only has 6. We know all this now. So, if IU comes out flat in College Park on Wednesday, their next game against Maryland, yeah, I'm going to be upset. And so should you as an IU fan. Because this is absolutely possible that IU can replicate this. That IU has this in them and they can show it over and over again. Can you be consistent? Consistently good. And not occasionally great. They were great last night, offensively. Defense, some stuff to be desired. Like I said, only forcing 4 turnovers, but you know what? It doesn't matter when you make more than half of your shots. In a 90-80 win against Washington, Indiana proved that they have an opportunity to be an upper echelon Big Ten team. I'm not trying to make too much out of it, because Washington, they're okay. They're not great. It's not like IU beat Purdue last night. But Washington is a solid, respectable Big Ten team. Yes, they lost to Seattle. That was bad. But outside of that, what else have they done? They beat a ranked USC team. So, Washington, a win against them, I'll take it. I'll take it because I believe that version of IU basketball would have won against pretty much any team in the Big Ten last night. I would include Purdue in that category, too. You make more than half of your shots, you turn the ball over 4 times, you win against pretty much anyone you play. So that's why I'm so happy with what I saw last night from IU basketball. I'm so encouraged. I'm excited. But now, I become a little bit more critical. I'm not going to criticize a team too much if I don't think that they're capable. But if I think they're capable and not producing, That's when I start to get a little bit more critical. Again, we're here on WREF, and the Ref's Call is driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Head on down to Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor. Their crispy cracker crust pizza, it's a guaranteed win every single time. Spanky's is on the west side in Schnucks Plaza and downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's. Cash in on the best crispy cracker crust pizza in town. Spanky's is also home of the Stan Gerard Radio Show. USI men's basketball head coach Stan Gerard has his weekly program at Spanky's. He loves the pizza. So will you. We're talking all things Screaming Eagle men's basketball tonight right here on WREF at 7 o'clock. So Indiana winning 90-80. It's a massive, massive coup for the Hoosier program. And of course, it pairs nicely with a football win from Thursday. But Indiana now 2-1 in the Big Ten. And I think all the Big Ten teams paying attention should be concerned. They should. About this team, about that version of the offense that we saw last night, good luck. One player I really do want to shout out is Sam Alexis. Now, he started, only played 16 minutes, had some foul trouble, only had 4 points. He had 5 offensive rebounds. Think about that. 5 offensive rebounds for a guy who has been, I guess, one of those guys who has a fluid role. We could say that pretty fairly, right? A fluid role on this team. He had 5 offensive rebounds. Washington, as a team, had 8. So, we could talk about Lamar Wilkerson, 22 points. We could talk about Tayton Conaway, 20 points. And I've been dying to see that version of Conaway, a guy who can give you 15 to 20 every night. We could talk about Connor Enright showing up offensively. Trent Sicily double figures off the bench. But I want to make sure that Sam Alexis gets his due because he revived a bunch of possessions and gave Wilkerson and Conaway and DeVries and Sicily opportunity on second or even third chance in this game. Good on IU. Big win. 90-80. The bench was great. The starters were good. And that win's got to feel really good for the fans who've stuck through with this team off of some pretty disappointing losses. But do not sell all your stock on IU basketball just yet. I still believe in this team to a certain degree. Do they have their limitations? Yes, but it makes me second guess myself when I say that because look at what they did against Washington. Those limitations, poof, gone. Just like that. Again, we're here on WREF, and the Ref's Call is driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. We'll take a step aside right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com. And the WREF mobile app. We talked about IU football. We talked about IU basketball. The Hoosiers, over the weekend, when you include Thursday in the weekend for IU football and the Rose Bowl, they go undefeated. And that's really all you can ask for. Really strong start to the new year, 2026, for Indiana football and Indiana basketball. We'll be right back right here on WREF. Don't go anywhere.